For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
For answers to prayers, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll be looking at the word of God and then we'll still pray before we close. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you all the praise. We honor you. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are a faithful God. You are dependable. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Now, in this our year of kingdom advancement, we'll be looking at the anointing. And I really pray that we are not tired of looking at the anointing. Praise God. Because the effect of the anointing will only be evident in people that believed in it. Hallelujah. And go for it. I just pray that we are not tired, and I pray that we are really interested in all that we've been sharing. To desire to walk in the anointing, to desire to do the work of the ministry with the anointing. The anointing doesn't make the difference. The anointing is the difference. Everything is different with the anointing. I pray that God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ to open our heart to understand why we need to be anointed, why we need to pay every price. There's nobody that doesn't want to be like that, dear boy. But the point is the price it takes to be there. And if you are willing to pay the price and align accordingly, God will put in your life what he put in his life. Because the Bible says God is no respecter of human beings. Hallelujah. Now, a day before the anniversary, we'll be sharing with us something very, very important that I deliberately leave for this very particular moment so that because I want us to understand something. Praise God. Now, we'll be looking at accrediting your voice. Still a topic under the anointing, accrediting your voice. Getting yourself to be licensed, accredited, to be able to function. Hallelujah. To accreditate something, you know, normal academia, when they say something is accredited, that means it's authenticated, it is satisfied. It means you ascribe attribute of credit. You say this one is worthy. You give credential, you give trust and belief on something. Hallelujah. You give authority to be, it's like you are licensed. Somebody to begin to work in this particular truth. Like you are licensing somebody to begin to have this experience. It's like you're saying you are not permitted to work. Hallelujah. You are accredited means you had it. But having something alone doesn't make it to function in this kingdom. You have to be permitted to work in it. Praise the Lord. Having something alone doesn't allow you to function in this kingdom. You have to be what? Permitted to work in it. So accrediting your voice means allowing your voice to be heard. In the realm of the spirit. I'll be sharing with those scriptural patterns about getting yourself accredited. Hallelujah. And then why you need to be accredited and then how to be accredited. This message will bless us. And I believe your heart is open in the name of Jesus Christ. Now there are patterns I want you to just listen. Just listen. Just I want you to understand certain patterns in the Bible. Everyone that ever walked in the anointing had to be confirmed by God. If that is the first time that operation, that anointing is being worked on the earth. What I'm saying is that there are anointing that we are repeated in Bible. Have you noticed it? Like this person walking and then somebody is walking it. But every time, this is the first time that anointing is being worked or being put into place. God has to find a way to confirm that he's the one that anointed this person. Are we together? The first person that we have that had that kind of operation was Elijah. And in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, he just came out, his history was not known, there was no spiritual father, there was no mentorship, nobody spoke him into authority, we don't know about his mentor, we don't know how he was coached. That was the first time we noticed that grace in the Bible, praise God. But then the Bible tells us that God had to confirm that he was the one that called him, praise the Lord. Another case was the story of Moses, when God appeared to him and told him, I'm going to be a deliverer. Before that time, there has never been something like that. God had to give him two signs to confirm that he was the one that called him. Throw up your serpent, you turn to a snake, and then put your hand inside your clothes, it will become leprous.
Every time you see the first anointing, that is why. And then the third person, that kind of thing happened. Even that person still had the second repetition, was Jesus Christ. Nobody has ever operated like Jesus Christ in his class. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus Christ had to confirm. Said, "This is my well-beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So every time you notice something in the Bible, everyone that walked in the anointing, and that is the first time that kind of anointing is working in the Bible, God has to confirm them. Number second pattern I want you to understand is that everyone had to be accredited by another into the anointing. That means everyone in scripture, as you study, you notice that apart from first mentions, everyone else that walked in the anointing, even if they do greater than the people they took over from, somebody else had to accredit them. Hallelujah. Like Joshua, the Bible said that God had never listened to a man like he did to Joshua. But we saw in Numbers 27 from verse 18 to 22. Hallelujah. He had to be licensed. He has to be permitted. Moses has to be the one to allow him into the ministry. He took him and put his spirit upon him. Hallelujah. Numbers 27 verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Take thee Joshua the son of Nun." So despite the fact that he did a lot of miracles that were mysterious, that God attested that even Moses didn't hear him like Joshua, but he was ushered in by somebody. Are we together? Number three thing I want you to be aware of before we continue is that everyone had to be introduced to the people by an older and trusted anointing. Everyone had to be introduced to the people by an older anointing and by a more trusted anointing. Praise God. Everyone has to be introduced to the people by an older and by a more trusted anointing. Even though God told Saul that he was supposed to be king, Samuel had to usher him. True? Even though God told David he was supposed to be a king, Samuel still had to introduce him to the people and say, "This is your king." In 1 Kings chapter 1 from verse 33, the Bible says Solomon was supposed to be king. God prophesied to Bathsheba, his son will be this. But then David had to usher him to the people, say, "Take him to write upon the mule that I ride, and then blow a horn, and then announce to the people that this is your king." Meanwhile, while that was happening, Adonijah was being crowned by somebody else. That is Joab and the rest of them. But the person that ushered Adonijah was not somebody that was trusted by the people. When David said this was the king, the whole attention shift, and then Adonijah began to fled for his life. We notice in Acts chapter 9 verse 27, when Saul became Paul, was saved, the apostles didn't believe he was saved. The Christians didn't believe he was saved. Are we together? But then in Acts chapter 9 verse 27, I want you to see something very, very striking. They didn't believe he was saved, even though he was saved, been to Arabia. Then the Bible says, but Barnabas took him, that is Paul, and brought him to the apostles. That means without somebody introducing him, and then he said, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly. So they wouldn't have believed the testimony of Paul if he was the one that spoke for himself. Are we together? Somebody else will introduce him to the people and say, "This person, his story is true," for them to believe. So it's notice that everyone that was, people have to, I will later tell you the reasons why it has to be like that. So somebody has to introduce you. Somebody has to introduce, "This is my beloved son." Everybody, somebody introduced that they are able to the ministry. He introduced him. Altogether, everybody was introduced. Somebody has to introduce you to the people by somebody that has been older in that work. Are we together? And then number 14, I want us to understand before we continue is, everyone had to be licensed to work with what is upon him. This is very, very strong. Everyone has to be what? Licensed to work with what is upon you. It's upon you already, but it cannot speak unto somebody licensing. Now he said, Matthew chapter 17 verse 5 and then Mark 9:7. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, the next statement is a very, very powerful story. He said, "Please, well pleased." Then he said what? "Hear ye him." Until somebody come and say, now people will hear you. until God begins to say, now, let creations obey you. Hallelujah. You will say the same things you have been saying and nobody will hear you. Are we together? Somebody has to license your voice and say, now, I command people to hear you. I command your city to hear you. I was listening to Dr. Paul Enetche in one of the night vigils early 2000 something. I can't remember the actual exactly. He was saying when Bishop Wale, okay, came to Dunamis and then he preached and then the next thing he said, the church overnight, the church story changed. All the while the anointing has been on him. All together, he said sometimes he's feeling that he was frustrated. Why this did not happen? Somebody need to activate what is on you already. Most times it's already there. Somebody needs to say, okay, now begin to work. So like a doctor, he is trained as a medical doctor, but he cannot practice if he was not given the license to practice. I don't understand me. The knowledge is in him. The wisdom is in him. Even though it's in you, you cannot operate somebody until you have that certificate. I can drive, but currently my temporary license have expired. I've not collected the permanent one. I can drive. That doesn't mean I cannot drive, but if I'm on the road, now they arrest me. Is it because I cannot drive? No, I can drive. But I have not been issued a license to drive. All together. So somebody need to come and say, now what is upon you? I call it to forth. I call it to begin to function. I call it to begin to work. Are we together? Now, and then number 15, I want to understand before I tell you why our voices need to be accredited is the anointing never returns to God. It is replicated. It can be transferred. It can be multiplied in people. In Numbers 11, verse 25, the Bible says the anointing that was upon Moses was taken and then dispatched into 70 people. John chapter 3, verse 14, the same thing. Anointing never dies. Hallelujah. Every anointing that has ever worked on this earth is either on somebody. It doesn't return back to God. When people die, they leave everything on the earth. Praise the Lord. So everything you desire and everything you go for, there are certain things I have wanted in certain men of God. I have for them and I've achieved some or I've gotten some and I'm still pursuing. Praise God. So when you pursue anointing, when you pursue graces, you can be a product of multiple anointing, multiple graces. You discover that you cannot really be put or classed in one box. Are we together? So anointing don't go. Every man you have ever read their history, their anointings is either on someone that you can contact physically or is in their books, is in any way. So anointings are alive. That is why I heard earlier on when they said, don't pray, where is the God of Elijah? We should pray for where are the Elijahs of God. Are we together? Yes, don't pray where is the God. God is still constant. The problem is easy. So we have somebody that will be able to behave like Elijah to see that kind of result that God can do. Hallelujah. So why do we need to be accredited? That is why we have to spend so much in this anniversary. That's why we have to invest. Hallelujah. I was listening to Bishop Dakar Edmi said, as a pastor, there are certain people you need to invite to your church. Instead of using the money to paint your wall, that was exactly what he said. Invite certain people to speak over you. It will change your life. Then he gave his history of how his church grew when Young Gicho inaugurated his church. That inauguration, he said, was an ultimate inauguration. It opened up. They don't count number of members. They count in terms of pastors. 8,000 churches. 7,000 churches. Now, this is what he said. They don't count members now. They count churches. That means every church, of course, should have a pastor or two or three pastors. Don't talk of membership. One of the largest church in Ghana. One of the largest. I don't know anyone that's actually because either the largest. The Church of Pentecost is one of the, largest Pentecost. Let me put it this way. Church of Pentecost is bigger. But one of the biggest churches in the whole world is Church of Pentecost. Hallelujah. So, it never returns, so we can get it. So that's why we need to hear the voices of people speak to us. Many more people will still come and speak to us. And we'll go for many people will keep to hearing their voices speaking to our lives. Hallelujah. The first way we read accreditation is to vet the authenticity of the anointing on people. To vet what? The authenticity. That is, this anointing is not fake. You need to be accredited. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar, the priest. Numbers 27, verse 22. And before all the congregation, Now Moses was saying, I lay my hands upon him and I gave him authority in front of the people. That is to tell you that he didn't assassinate me to become king. He didn't destroy me to become the king. Hallelujah. This anointing at work is authentic. Hallelujah. You need, that is why many people, even if they are fake, they relate with certain authentic people to leverage on their credibility. Hallelujah. You can hear a fake man of God. This is why it's people say, if you call a certain man that you know he has quality, say this is spiritual father. So all he's trying to do is that if you say this place is my spiritual father, you believe in this one, that means I'm his son. You should also believe in me. Are we together? So we get accredited so that we can be able to vet our authenticity. Somebody has to validate what you carry. Praise the Lord. Number two, the reason why God has to protect us, or how have to have you accredited, is to protect the sheep from the wolves. To protect what? The sheep, innocent Christians, from the wolves. The Bible says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravening wolves. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16 also. God one has a system to protect innocent believers. Innocent believers. Behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The truth is, many people come in the name of Jesus Christ, but right, they know they are from the kingdom of darkness. Are we together? So God has to have a system of protecting innocent believers. There are believers that are doing a lot of wrong things because they don't know the right thing. Hallelujah. I don't know what that means. Like fornication. Some people just gave their life to Christ, and then what they are introduced to was grace, and then they were told that God is conscious of your spirit, and then they begin. No, that kind of innocent, he didn't know. Innocently introduced into concept like this, and he destroys his life altogether. So God has to have a system of protecting new convert, new ships that are saved. So he has to have a way of licensing people. So, okay, this person is accredited. This one is a person, so listen to him. Anybody, that was why I can remember, like I said, there's a man of God that didn't like in the country. Because all the men of God that I've listened to, that I respect, all of them say that, where did he come from? Where, who was he, where did he grow? Who mentored him? Who was teaching him? And you could not trace anything like that. Hallelujah. There's nobody that you cannot point to where he's coming from. Right from the olden days. Praise God. So you cannot protect the people if you don't have a system of accrediting a fake doctor. Which school did you come from? How can we guarantee that this your heart surgery is correct? Who trained you? Are we together? Yes. So to protect innocent patients from quack doctors, there have to be a certification. Are we together? To protect the sheep from fake clergies or first men of God, there has to be a system where people get accredited. And then number three, to keep the anointed humble. One thing about the anointing is that it makes you, people can easily become proud by the anointing. The anointing exalts. And then when you're exalted, every tendency is you may become proud. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ had to go and go down under John the Baptist. Is that correct? Even Apostle Paul, everyone, after all the revelation, he said that his gospel was taught by Jesus Christ, he has to come down and go under somebody. See, when people make statements like, nobody trained me, I was self-made, it's a statement of pride. When you grow up independently and cannot trust to somebody, you become proud. Hope you know that it's like that. But when there is somebody that you have, when somebody helped you, somebody helped you, somebody raised you, there has to be a system to checkmate your pride. Hallelujah. Even though the anointing will make you proud when you begin to see results. Nobody trained me. No matter when I want, let's say I want to boast now, there are certain people I knew contributed to my life. I have to calm down. Do you understand me? So you have to be accredited by someone. So that when you rise, you want to boast, there are people that will remember, I pray over you, I spoke over you, I rose you up, declared you, I announced you to the people, you calm down. So that is a system God has set to monitor pride, to keep anointed people humble. So if you don't have somebody that can vouch to people that helped, to people that assisted you, you will be proud. When you hear somebody say, I am self-made, it's a statement of pride and it's not true. Somebody helped you, even though it may not be directly helped, they helped you. No matter how, maybe your parent died, you are pushed away, you went to the street, and then you grow, you began to hustle and you rose. In that kind of story, somebody helped you, helped in the way. Hallelujah. So people get accredited so that you will be humble. That is why even if you invent a drug, even if you invent a machine, somebody has to test it, certify it, and vet it to be accepted. I was not the one that invented it, though. You are the one, but we have to prove it and allow it to go to pass. Are we together? Yes. To keep you humble. Number four, why we need to be accredited is for reference purposes. For what? Reference purposes. Acts chapter 22, verse 3. The Bible was speaking about Apostle Paul. Said, who was the person that trained you? Remember when I told you about being trained? He said that I was trained by Gamaliel. And Gamaliel was a known pastor. He was a known person. Hallelujah. Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 21, verse 23, Jesus Christ was questioned in the temple. By what authority towards the thing that you are doing? Do you understand me, guys? One day somebody asked you, how dare you? There was a man of God, Prophet Emmanuel Kuri. How many of you know him? You know Emmanuel Kuri? Okay, how about him? There was a time he gave a prophecy in this country about one of the presidents, I believe President Obasanjo, about the death of his wife. So the SSS were sent, arrest him under 7 days. Produce who ordained you to ministry or you're in prison. Yes. I had a story. He shared a story in Holy Ghost Congress or something like that. He touched in your name. Then he said that he was doomed. There was nobody he could point to. Then suddenly that the Adeboy called him and said, unless the Holy Spirit says you should not come, but be on your way to Lagos. He traveled and then instantly he wrote a certificate and gave him. I said, when they come, tell them I ushered you and ushered you into ministry. That was his bailout. He was sharing that testimony and was crying. Yes. So you need to have a reference. Are we together? Paul had to have a reference. This was the person. Jesus Christ had to go to John the Baptist. You would need to have a reference of how the thing began to work. Praise God. So we get an accreditator so that we'll be able to have a reference point, to be able to point to something and say, this is the way it starts. This was the person that trained me. This is the person that made this and this to happen. Are we together? This is the person that licensed and authenticated me to operate in this way. So the fifth reason how we get authenticated or why we have to submit to somebody to be accredited is to enhance our acceptance and followership by the sheep. The reason why we have to have somebody come and speak over us, have to go to people to speak over us so that you'll be accepted and to be followed by the sheep. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 15, hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 15 was the story of after Elijah went up to be with the Lord. And then the prophet, let me read it to you. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, that was when Elijah came back and parted the sea. They said that the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elijah, and they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Now, when Jesus Christ appeared before John the Baptist, the Bible says, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of the world that takes the sin of the world. The Bible says, some of John's disciples began to follow him. Is that correct? The people later began to follow him. Now, the reason you have to be under people to get accredited is so that people will follow you and hear you. Somebody has to confirm that you are authentic. Somebody has to prove that you are real. Now, the reigning ministry was John the Baptist that time. And people believed in me such that when the Pharisees came to Jesus Christ, they said, was John the Baptist? No, he was asking the question. Then Jesus Christ said, was John the Baptist? His baptism, was it of God or of men? They could not answer because everybody believed he was an authentic man of God. So now, Jesus Christ needed somebody that would be able to satisfy his ministry, even though he be Christ. Now, Elisha, now, in the story of Elisha and Elijah, don't forget that when Elisha was following Elijah, the prophet came and said, are you aware that your prophet, your master is about to be taken today? Do you remember that? That means all of them do we are prophetic. That means not only Elisha is not prophetic, all of them we are prophetic. So how will you command other prophetic people to follow you?
But all of them submitted to Elijah because he was an higher prophet. So now when Elijah left and they saw the mantle rest upon Elijah, it is easier for them to come and bow. Because they now notice that the higher mantle we respected is now upon this one. So they followed him. So until somebody of higher caliber speaks over you, commands certain things upon you, and then gets you to be accredited, certain people will not follow you. Are we together? And then final reason why you need to be accredited is to enforce compliance by demons. Now this point is very, very striking. In Acts chapter 19 verse 15, was the story of the seven sons of Sceva that went to cast out a demon. All of you know the response of the demon. What did the demon say? Say, but wait, you know, we know the voice of Jesus Christ. We know the voice of Paul, but you, who are you? That's it. We cannot prove you. Do you understand? Demons will not respect you until they can know your voice. Like, we don't know you. Like Apostle Aramel said that they have checked their file. We cannot even see your file. We are not upgraded at all. You don't have the right to be doing what you are doing. Are we together? So demons will begin to obey you. Once people speak over you and then people declare, they now begin to function. Now do this. Now I command your voice to be heard. Now I command your voice to begin to speak. You have to do that. Hallelujah. And from that moment, you begin to discover that the same instructions you give. You know, I was listening to Mensa Otabi. He said that, you know Mensa Otabi, right? See, nowadays he preaches and then people, do you know something that happened? I was in one conference this January. And then unless you are not sensitive, if you are sensitive, you discover that almost all the examples, almost all the stories he shared this year was the same story he shared this year, last year. The same examples, the same scenarios. When you listen to a man of God over a while, you see him repeating the same stories for 15 years. Not that new things are not happening. But discover that when those things were happening, he was saying it, people were not listening to it. But now when he shared them, people are, wow. The only difference is in the grace that is now at work to say the same things. Mensa Otabi said that the message is preaching today and people are shouting and screaming. That he too is surprised because these were the same messages he preached when the church was in the classroom. And then there were two people. He said that he should see it was the same note. He said that he would bring the same note and then carry the same point and then just say the same thing. And then people are shouting and standing and could not sit down. He said that he is surprised because it is the same thing. The only problem is he's saying the same thing but with another level of grace. He has not been licensed to speak to creations. He has not been saying, now let people begin to hear you. Let people begin to what? Hear you. Let your city hear you. Let your nation hear you. Somebody has to say that over your life. Hallelujah. Now there are many ways we can get accredited and get licensed or get authenticated. The first one is associate yourself with fathers as much as you can, with any way possible. Paul was taught by Jesus himself. The Bible says when he was born again, he went to the mountain of Arabia. Is that correct? But in Galatians chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says he still came back and went to the apostles. Associate yourself with fathers. Associate, that is why we have to invite a father, somebody that has been in the faith for long to come. Now, there are fathers, you may not be able to assess them one-on-one. You assess them through books. You assess them through their messages. They have a lot of material to assess everybody you want on earth. Think about it, if Apostle Paul was on ground, how if he was reading like that, all the materials we have in the internet, now you can be on the comfort of your room and flip between services. Is that not true? You can watch one church here, watch one church after, and just be streaming. USA is in New York, is 7 hours away. So by the time we finish our own service here, that's when you bad angel is starting. Our British, that's when another one is starting. When is night vigil? It's morning somewhere. Is that correct? Yes. So you can be watching some another continent night vigil in the morning. So you have all the platform to connect to fathers, connect to them. Hallelujah. Connect to them in every way possible. Connect to them. When you hear them, I was hearing, how many of you, T.L. Osborne was ordained into the ministry by the minister William Branham. So he went to India, ministered for years, and nothing happened. Then he came down and said, you know William Branham, right? Sat down there ministering. And then that was how he started in the miracle, T.L. Osborne. The same thing with Real Bonke. He was ordained into the ministry by connecting to George Jeffries. Hallelujah. I was listening to Dakar Mies. It's a popular story. He shares almost all his books, how he got anointed. He got anointed by listening to Kenneth E. Hagin. When he was in medical school, he said that he loved Kenneth E. Hagin. So he was playing his message again and again, again and again. So one night in Suhum, like he always shared, he was kneeling down and praying, and then he slept off. But it was an auto reverse recorder. So he was sleeping and then woke up as he was praying. Ken, he again was praying. When he finished, the tape continued to play. He said that as he woke up around 2 a.m., something left the tape and entered the stomach. Then he then heard a voice, "Now you can teach." He said that when he woke up, he said, "Now you can." That was all he had. "Now you can teach." When he woke up, he was invited to one preaching. And then when he went to preach, he noticed that everything people met him after the message, he said, "Where's your church? Where's your church?" The big yes. So that when he went back, he remembered the first thing he thought was on the prodigal son. And that was how the church exploded. He got anointed. He said that he shared it everywhere. That was the way he got anointed, by listening to tapes. Because from him, I learned the act of soaking in messages. You can contact people's spirit by listening to them, reading their books. You can spend 6 hours. I read of Kenneth E. Hagin. He said there are certain books of Smith Wigglesworth. He read till he almost tore it. By the way he read it. So that when he heard that Smith Wigglesworth was dead, he went to the altar of his church and knelt down and said, "Lord, everything he carries." He said he believes he walked in the anointing of Smith Wigglesworth. So read their books, get their messages, attend their conferences, anything he had to do, connect with them. After a while, their spirit will connect with yours. All together? And then also learn to mention your influencers, your teachers, and your mentors. There is a way the spirit of somebody will connect to you. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, that's the popular scripture. The Bible says, and Daniel understood by what? By books. And what he understood was the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, the Israelite will be spent 70 years in captivity. Learn to mention the people you get from. Hallelujah. Every man of God I know to, all of them, they have to a way of saying who got them anointed, who blessed them, who ushered them into certain realms. And some of them can probably say it. Pastor Chris has activated a lot of men of God. Pastor David Egbeli said he got anointed in the supernatural by listening to Pastor Chris. Last year, Apostle Joseph Suleiman tweeted, he said that there was a time he was watching Pastor Chris one time, and then he prayed for him and said, "Lord, help him." And then the Holy Spirit said, "Now you're missing agenda." That was how it's supernatural. Many people have got activated, and then they publicly say it. Are we together? Yes. Bishop Oyedepo, always mention their influences. Now, when you do that, the effect and the rubbing on you become more. Hallelujah. Never claim originality. Never claim as if you are real. Or you can only, let me say this, and I'm not the one only saying it, it's an authentic information. You can only be a refined fashion of another anointing. There is no new anointing upon the earth. Bible says there is nothing that is new upon the earth. Every anointing you have, somebody on the earth has worked on it. So that when it comes upon you, it will be a better version because you are now more enlightened. You work on it better. I will get that. Now, my phone, this is my device. The only thing I do with it, basic calls, messages, internet. If you give this same device to a forex trader, what he will do with this device will be unbelievable. Is that true? Why? Because he knows more, he can maximize more from the device. When certain apps are installed in this one, what this device can do, I will not even believe it. Why? Because I don't know them. So it's the same device but better used or more proficient. So never, most times when young people say that this anointing is real, it's just youthful exuberance. After a while you understand that nothing is real. Yesterday, somebody was telling me about the new business he has started. Meanwhile, when I saw the business, I had it in my 50-year plan in my life to do that business. And I said, when I wrote it, nobody has ever done this plan. Nobody has ever. And I saw the rest of it. Somebody already doing it. The business you are thinking that nobody has it in mind, somebody is doing it somewhere. Somebody has, there is no business that you think of that somebody has not thought about it. That's why we use the word innovativeness. Innovative is another form of the same thing, or creativity. Repackaging, reshaping, recoloring. This one is ash, one is blue, blue is green. Hallelujah. It's always the same thing. Just like keyboard. New sounds keep coming on by instrumentalists. Is that not true? Like every artist has his own sound. Like this year again, another artist will come up with a new unique sound. That doesn't mean he's inventing the sound. The sounds have been there. Just that he just combined them and produced a unique thing. Praise the Lord. So never claim to be an original. There's nothing that I'm doing that somebody has not done it. That's why when you have a mentor, it's like your mentor is like your future, where you are taking yourself to be. Praise the Lord. That way you must be humble enough to copy. Bishop Dagomi said that anything he has discovered in his ministry that has worked, I think he copied. See, everything that his people celebrate in their ministry are things he copied. He said that when he went to Seoul, that is South Korea, the capital of South Korea, Yonggi-cho with his ministry, he said that he went with his team and then saw their board meeting management that when he came to Ghana, he implemented it 100%. And that's how the church grew. Are we together? That's why you notice that every pastor that have left certain church, they almost do the same thing that their father. When you see a pastor that have left Living Faith, CKK, Pastor Korede Komaya, you know that this person is from Living Faith. When you see Pastor Wisdom Motubo, you know this person is from Living Faith. When you see men of God, when you see Dr. Paul and Leche and his style of ministry, you know, this one came from Deeper Life. All together, when you see Pastor Chris, you know this one came from Assemblies of God. There's a way you know by the way they do. Nobody, there don't be a better form. When you see, okay, when you see Dr. Paul and Leche, you may think it's an ordinary ministry. Nobody ever know. When you take at the way he styled, the way the wife dressed, the way the church member, everything, you know that this one has Deeper Life. Until he tells you he's from Deeper Life, we are all aware. Yes, it's Deeper Life. Deeper Life is Deeper Life descendant. Hallelujah. So nobody's an original. You're not original. That's the revelation you have. No, it's not. You're not the first. Praise God. So mention your influencer. That's why you must mention people like all the time. I know all of you know my mentors and you know my spiritual father. I say them because they are really my influence. Hallelujah. They renew your mind and always be humble and submit to them and serve. If you don't serve, Pastor David Egbeli always said that the way to connect to an anointing is by sowing to it and by serving that anointing. That even if the anointed doesn't want the anointing to come upon your life, it will come upon you naturally. When you sow to any anointing or when you serve an anointing, it comes upon you. All of us are aware that when you look at the story of Elisha and Elijah analytically, the anointing has to come on Elisha by first. Is that not true? Because he served it. I have noticed when I listened to one time when I was listening to a man of God, Prophet Makandiwa, when he said that some people have been coming to him to become their spiritual sons, coming to him. But some people did not come to him. They never came and met him. They began to pay their tithe to him. And from the back door, the anointing of his life began to work in their lives. And those people that have been coming and been talking, nothing is happening in their lives. Yes. I have discovered my personal life since I began to pay consistently and honor my spiritual father. I have discovered that in the ministry and my personal life, everything changed. It's like that. So when you serve an anointing, when you honor them, when you submit them, publicly and privately, what is on them begin to work in your life. Are we together? People begin to see the hand of that person. Believe in mentorship. Believe in fatherhood. Follow them. Follow them. Hallelujah. You have to follow somebody. There has to be somebody that will tell you sit down and you sit down. There has to be somebody that gives you order and you take order. There has to be somebody that's on the top. You have to be following somebody. You cannot be ahead. There has to be an ultimate like that. The idea boy now, you know, his spiritual father is gone. So he's like the overall boss. But apart from him in this country, everybody has a father. You have to have. Is that not true? You have to have. Because they speak over you. God told Bishop Oyedepo when he was going into ministry, you cannot go to ministry like that. I don't want you to go like the rest. Call my servant Adeboye to come and lay hands on you. Yes. Bishop Oyedepo has to call and lay hands on him to be safe. You see, there are things that wisdom cannot tell you, only experience will tell you. How do you get that? There are things you can never read in books. That is why anybody that has not started a ministry, he doesn't have much to say to me. All he will know is theories. Hallelujah. All he will know is theory. There are many things he can say, yes. But somebody that has started a ministry, when he begins to talk, the way he will talk will be different. His level of understanding, because he has been there. If you have never given birth, there is no way you can explain the way a woman is feeling. All these chemistry textbooks or medical books you read does not work. Hallelujah. So connecting to them will really help you. Will really help you. And when you connect to them, all you need to do is to observe and do. There are two instances in the Bible that are by observation. The first one is the story of Elisha and Elijah. When he came, Elijah removed his garment and then parted the Red Sea and then the river passed. When Elisha came, he did not begin to speak in tongues. He did not do anything strange. All he did was to carry it. He was a man when my father did it. Me too, I carry it. I do the same thing. Bam! And then the water obeyed. Now, in the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 35, when Jesus Christ went to raise the little girl that was dead, the Bible says, when Jesus Christ entered, he said, everybody go outside. Is that not true? And then he prayed over the girl. And then the girl came back to life. That was, he said, and then of course he was with his disciples, Peter, James, and John. The same thing was what Peter did in Acts chapter 9. When he went to raid Dorcas and the bitter, he asked everybody go outside, because that was the way I saw Jesus Christ did it. Come on, I wasn't studying me at all. That was what he said, everybody go outside. Okay, then he prayed for her and she came back to life. I remember the first time I prayed for somebody to be baptized in tongues. This was the way I saw Reabonke did it for me. This was the way I did it in the crusade. So when I came, I said, okay, the way he did it was the way I did it. Yes, and somebody that has never spoken in tongues before, that I have been praying for in the same church. She didn't want to speak in tongues, but she spoke in tongues by fire. She was like, what did you do on me? She was thinking, I didn't know, I didn't do anything. And that was never touch and say, I transfer something. Praise God. Yes. So sometimes you need to observe. You can, by sitting down, you can observe how to minister the healing anointing. When I watched Atmosphere of Miracle by Pastor Chris repeatedly, that was where I knew how to pray for people that are sick. There is a way to do it. There is a way to pray for, when you see the weight of the point and ministers, there is a way to minister the anointing. There is a way. Sometimes most times, when you are before those kind of guys, I watch to see how they are doing it, because I am not watching to be blessed alone. I am watching to be able to reproduce it. And formula was H2O is the same in England and the same in Ghana and the same in Botswana. The formula is 2 molecules of hydrogen, 4 molecules of oxygen, H plus O, 2 molecule, 4 molecule produce water. Right? Yes. It's the same everywhere. So sometimes you just need to observe. When you observe somebody on stage, how do they manage the stage? How do they do certain things? When you observe, when it's your time, you do the same thing. Copy and pay. Exactly. Apostle Oro may say that he was in the program and then people were walking on that script. People were caught, people were falling down, people were raising down. He said, Holy Ghost, am I still with you at all? He said, the Holy Spirit told him, copy and paste. Yes, I have the message. He said, the Holy Spirit told him, copy and paste. He said, really? So when he went back to his tent, the same way the woman did it, he just copied the formula and did. He said he saw the same result. So when you follow mentors, when you follow people, be humble. You see, there is a difference between being a carbon copy and being a clone. A clone is you want to be that person. But you can do the same thing in your unique style. Are we together? Yes, you can do the same thing. You must not... Somebody say, you want to sing like Apostle Aaron and Jehovah, must you bend your mouth? So at least, bend your mouth like... Because they are bending you must bend your mouth. No! You can chant like them, do everything. You can maintain your originality, but do the same thing. Hallelujah. Yes. So we are going to get, that is the main problem of the conference. I wish everybody was around. Maybe all of everybody is waiting for tomorrow. That's why they skipped Wednesday service. Hallelujah. But you need to hear this so that all of us need to know why we need people to speak over us. Accredit the ministry. We will not rise until somebody speak over us. That is the truth. No matter how we pray, no matter how we fast, somebody need to declare over us. Somebody need to say, now, rise. Now I command doors to open to you. Now I make this possibility happen to you. Pastor KK was saying something recently, I listened to him, he said, if you are 21 years old, you should have read 21 biographies. According to your years, read that number of biographies. Or more than that. I have been a student of biographies and I've read a lot of stories. Church people, non-church people, I've read a lot of stories. Especially for church guys, the story is the same. Somebody has to speak over you. Somebody has to declare over you. There has to be an encounter with someone that ushered you to your destiny. There has to be something that did something like that. There has to be something. You listen to something and you listen to something. T.D. Jake said that one day he was in a crusade. His ministry was suffering. His car, when you are inside and water splashed from the road, it can enter his car. There was no lie. He said he was suffering with church for over 14 or something years. Then he went to one meeting. The meeting was like where Azusa Street Revival held. And then he said he was in the congregation like every other normal member. Sitting down. And then he was seeing what was happening. And then the Holy Spirit began to speak to him. You can do this. That's T.D. Jakes. You can do this. So when he left that meeting, that was when he knew that his life changed. And then we have the Potter's House. Immediately he moved to Dallas. And then that was it. In 1 year, he blew open. I was telling the story of T.L. Osborne, like when he was in Brown, he went to India and suffered. When he came down, he saw William Brown. Now William Brown was somebody that was extraordinary. The cripple could easily see his prophetic was something out of the world. So when he sat down, he saw the man doing it. He said that in one instant, it was like according to his word, that he was like hearing million voices. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And that was how he began to walk. The great Joel Austin, Lakewood Church, John Austin, the same thing happened to him. When Oral Roberts and his wife, the Oral Roberts, Othiel Osborn and his wife, they brought him to the church. And then they brought him to the front of the pulpit. They sit down and watch us do miracles. When you see the way we do it, you will do it. He said he watched them and then went back to Lakewood and blew that. You know Lakewood Church? That Joel Austin, how the church came open and came alive. If you are conversant of Charles and Francis Honda, they have raised a lot of miracles. What they do is they have a 7 hours messages. I have it on my system. 7 pack of messages. All their ministers will listen to them and then they will have a live session with you. Then they will bring somebody that have cancer. And they sit down. Now, if it's a cancer patient, this is what you do. Do this, do this, do this. So somebody can teach you, and then after that, then they impact the people, and then they release them, and that's it. And people, he said, one of their disciples sat down, a lot of terrible things, because they just receive it, and then they activated what they have. Don't forget I said that. The anointing may be in you, but somebody need to call it forth. Somebody need to activate it. And then the same thing you're struggling with, you'll be shocked at how easily it becomes to happen. When it comes to followership, people don't attend churches because of the pastor necessarily. Sometimes God is the one, most times God is the one that says, now you go here. God is the one that usher people to churches. God is the one that says, this is your pastor. The Bible says, I will give you pastors. I will give you pastors after my own heart. Until God gave us members in this church, no matter our evangelism, they will not come. No matter the miracles that happen in this church, they will not come. Until God says, now you listen to this person. The person begins to listen to you, you'll be surprised. Why are you listening to me? The person will just want to pick interest in you. I have been to churches, I've gone around all the mega churches back to back. There is no reason why this city should be the way it is. I've been to churches where I was in the congregation the first time, word of knowledge came, two churches itself came in my direction. You, this is what God is saying, and it was accurate. So when I look at the congregation, why is this church not full? And then I listen to the preaching. What was sound? So why is the church not full? I went on that one along this road. The same thing. This one opposite here, the preaching, in fact, we have to bring it to every, we have sound churches, sound word. But somebody has to, it has a system that makes people hear you. Hallelujah. No, but if you connect to a mentor that has crowd, after a while, that grace, and you desire it, it will happen to you. It will happen to you. That's why we are connecting to people, and then this anniversary is a way to launch us into our destiny. Hallelujah. There are what we call kingmakers. They may not have what they give you, but they can make that thing happen in your life. Do you understand? Like, they may not be rich. Apostle Paul said that, though we are poor, we are making what? Others rich. That's what he said. Though we are poor, we are making others rich. The Bible says, Jesus Christ, though he was rich, became poor so that we may become rich. Another statement that says, I give you what I have. So people say that if you don't have it, like if you don't have a car, you cannot pray for somebody to have a car. That is not true spiritually. You have seen many pastors that don't have children and then they pray for people to have children and then people have children. So how can you explain that? You see people that are sitting, but then their members have been breakthrough because it's a full principle. Hallelujah. So I believe this anniversary will usher this ministry to another whole level together. I believe by this time tomorrow we are at the center of a service changing our lives. I'm not just interested in what will happen in the service. All I'm in focus is the words that are being spoken. Those words can alter our life like daylight. Hallelujah. So I believe God will hear us and everyone is getting prepared as we all come tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lord. First of all, did you understand anything today? Alright. First of all, can we appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We pray for on behalf of all the members, on behalf of everyone that will be traveling. And say, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your glory saturate this atmosphere. Fill this place with your presence. Your will be done. Let your glory show forth in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, reveal your power, reveal your life, reveal your light. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Okay. Father Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to keep our offering. We ask the Lord our offering be received and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Please, let's not forget, tomorrow we are starting 5 p.m. on the dot. And I believe God will help us all. Everyone, hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.